This segment, very pleased to be brought to you by the Tea Party here in South Carolina. Our friend Steve Isom is in the studio. Steve, how are you?
Oh, great, Frank. I'm excited about having Gerald Celente with us here, and I would like to welcome Gerald Celente, even though it's by voice, to South Carolina. It's an honor to have you with us,
Mr. Celente. Oh, thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Now, you are the editor and publisher of the Trends Journal, also the director and founder of the Trends Research Institute. Tell the audience who may not be familiar with your work what the Trends Journal and Trends Research Institute is all about.
Well, we've been around since 1980, and what we really do is we examine the current events that are forming future trends. We're all doing in life what we're doing because of decisions that we've made. It's nothing more than cause and effect. And then, of course, there are the wild cards that are thrown in the deck that change the direction of things. But those are the, you know, those happen. But on the grand scale, we're at where we're at because of what we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. So in tracking trends, we look at where we are, getting a clear understanding, the knowledge of how we got here, so that you can see where we're going. And we're political atheists. We don't, you know, I've been around too long. You know, I began my career without going into the details, running political campaigns in Westchester County in New York. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I taught political campaigning at St. John's University. I worked in D.C. as a government affairs specialist for many years. I know what it looks like. Mm-hmm. So I have nothing to do. So when we give a forecast, it's not what you want, what you like, what you hope, what you wish. It's not about you. It's only a diagnosis, like going to a doctor. The doctor gives you a diagnosis. You don't call him a right wing, a left wing, a liberal. You don't have a vested interest in it. The only vested interest is the truth of the diagnosis. So that's what we do on a global scale. And we look at over 300 different trend categories. And there's that wonderful saying, by their deeds you shall know them. And, you know, we're pleased with the deeds of our trend forecasting over the last 30 years. And I have to tell you, in all my years of doing this, I've never been more concerned or overwhelmed than I am now.
All right. Well, before we get into that, I do need to recognize those who have made it possible that you be on the show today. The Lexington County Tea Party, Columbia Tea Party members, 912 Project members, Campaign for Liberty members, Palmetto Patriots, and the South Carolina Sound Money Committee, which, of course, Steve Isom, our friend here, chairs. So you have done well for yourself, obviously. You've appeared on many media outlets. And one of your interests is the area of gold standard in our money supply.
Well, yes, I bought my first, I began my career actually after leaving government affairs trading gold in the late 1970s, and I bought my first gold at $187.50 an ounce. And in 2001, in the Trends Journal, we call the bottom of gold. It bottomed out, I believe, at 255. We said the bottom. When it hit 275, we call the beginning of the gold bull run. It is beyond my belief. I cannot comprehend how people would have faith in digital dollars not worth the paper they're not printed on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just in the United States. Look what's going on, and again, you have to take a global perspective. Look what's going on right now in the European Monetary Union. Greece is gone. Portugal's toast. Spain is ready to be roasted. Ireland, you know, hey, I'm glad Obama had a drink to their economic funeral while he's over there. It's over. And how people could believe that by printing more money is going to get you out of these problems is beyond my comprehension. Here, I have one for you, Steve.
Yes.
How about this? You have a second house on your mortgage and you can't pay it? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a third mortgage. And that's what they've done.
Yeah, yes.
And what you know when Osama, this the Osama versus Obama story. And by the way, I make this very clear. I don't tell anyone what to believe. The motto of the Trends Journal and the Trends Research Institute is think for yourself. Mm-hmm. Something my dear father, may his soul rest in peace, taught me as a very young boy. Mm-hmm. He used to say in Italian, anytime I repeat anything, he'd say, Papagallo, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. So what I have to say, I don't tell anybody, this is what you have to believe. This is the way I see it after analyzing the facts and putting the data together.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's very interesting. Of course, if you are correct with those other European countries that are going down as far as their economy is concerned, that is going to impact on the United States economy.
It's all things are connected, and that's our system, globalnomic. And so what I was going to talk about is this whole Osama versus Obama issue, because there's a lead-in into it. If you want to believe the story that, hey, you know, it's we found this guy and we put cement shoes on him, and now he's swimming with the fishes, if you could buy that cheap line, hey, knock yourself out, that's great. But let's look at what happened before that happened, 4 days before. And I said, this is the real public enemy number one. It's not Osama bin Laden. It's Osama bin Bernanke.
Hey, watch, he's from South Carolina, you know.
Yeah. 4 days before Obama versus Osama happened, Bernanke made a first-time appearance ever for a Federal Reserve chairman to give a press interview in their 98 years of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Before he left the stage, or I should say, the very poor dog and pony show, gold prices shot up $20 an ounce.
They didn't like his performance.
Exactly. Silver went up $2 an ounce. The dollar fell to a 3-year low against a trade-weighted basket of currencies. The whole financial world knew the real deal. They call it loose money policy. We call it printing digital money out of thin air based on nothing and producing nothing.
Yes, yes.
Now, when Osama versus Obama happened, bam, the whole game changed. The whole conscience of the United States, the equity markets, it all reversed instantly.
Jerry, let me ask you a question here. We're dealing with two bills here in South Carolina, both of which are modeled after Utah's legislation, that puts us back in the direction of the gold standard. We want to get to a state depository system where ownership of weight of metal, gold and silver, is electronically transferred as an option to the fiat currency system. And as you and I both know, if that were made an option, eventually we would be back on the gold standard. And that's just one of the efforts we're trying to push for here in South Carolina, along with Utah and some of the other states. And I'd like your comments on that. And then the bigger issue, I know you've predicted in the past accurately the stock market and the crash. And then the second part of the question is, what do you foresee coming?
Well, the first part is absolutely go on the gold standard. Then I would also suggest the second one, and that going back to your roots, how about a nice secessionist movement?
That's easy for a guy from New York to talk about South Carolina.
No. Look, I'm all for it, and I support it. This is ridiculous. That, you know, people ask me, what's wrong with this country? I could sum it up in six simple words. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. And it's about time. I'm sick and tired of people in Washington telling me how to think, what to believe, and what I should do. I could think for myself. And this is not a representative form of government. You're in government, Stephen, you know the deal. I mean, you know what it looks like.
Yes.
You know how many people are bought off cheaply.
Hey,
He's talking about Amazon again.
Okay.
We have an Amazon issue here in South Carolina. You've hit a nerve.
Oh. And the other, on where to, what was the second question you asked me? I'm sorry.
The bigger question.
What's your predictions?
Oh, this is what they're doing. This is why I'm bringing all these other aspects into it. They have gotten the terror bandwagon rolling again. And that's the point I was making. When Osama bin Bernanke gave that speech, the equity markets are crashing, the world is going into a financial panic, and all of a sudden terror's back on the game. On the radar screen. Mm-hmm. Obama's, and again, I'm a political atheist. I mean, you should have heard me about George Bush. But the Obama's approval ratings soar. He goes up to 60%. The nation is gripped in fear.
So, Jerry, you're saying that's a distraction?
No.
That's been created to divert from...
No, it's more than a distraction.
Are you saying that Osama's not dead?
Look, he may have been dead metaphorically or physically 10 years ago. It makes no difference. He didn't count. Nobody cared. Who was talking about this guy? Nobody could 2 cents about him. And so what I'm saying is by the fear, the terror is, politicians, like religious leaders, use fear and hysteria as ways of getting the people controlled. And you saw how the fear and hysteria work so well. So what we're saying, you're asking me what's going to be next. There's going to be economic calamity. It's happening worldwide. It's happening throughout Europe, Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Greece. It's happening. There's now a revolution is breaking out in Georgia again. It's going to continue to spread. We just saw the Arab Spring. Now you're going to see the European summer. So what I'm saying is the world economies are going to continue to collapse. But what they're going to do, and you follow the timeline, the crash of 29, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, hot wars, the panic of 08, the Great Recession, which really a Great Depression. The only reason they're holding up is because of the shenanigans by printing this worthless money. Mm-hmm. Currency wars are going on. Trade wars are next. Real war is next. They're leading us to war. We have rookies leading us to war. They just started another one in Libya. I decided that our core interests and those of our allies are at stake. So we're going to bomb them with humanitarian bombs.
Jerry, what can we do to stop this?
Speak out. Stand up.
Yes.
Become men. This country's become a bunch of wussies. This isn't a country of mommies, boys. It's a country of soccer mommies, boys. Look at these guys, these politicians. The latest hypocrite, Schwarzenegger. We got this guy in New York who used to be the governor of New York. What's his name? Spitzer. Here's a guy that passes the John Law. If you get caught with a prostitute, you get busted, go to jail, trial, the whole thing. This guy gets caught with $3,000 a night hookers. He drags his wife onto the stage. Oh, I'm sorry, I got caught. I was always a bad boy. And then he gets a TV show on CNN.
Well, you know, I think you can easily make a prediction that'll happen again and again and again and again.
So that's what I'm saying. The men and the women have to stand up.
Well, Frank's
regain
been talking
your
about
dignity and stop this snooky, stupid Lady Gaga mentality that's dragging this nation into the dirt.
Hey, Gerald, Frank's been talking about wanting a TV show. Frank, that's how to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't keep up with all this. Gerald, I thank you so much. It's been very interesting having you on. Someday you're going to come out of your shell. And,
well, you know, as with us Italians, it's called passione, passion.
Oh, great. Well, listen, Gerald Celente,
thank you so much.
I appreciate you coming on the show. Keep up on making those predictions, and we'll keep on reading.
Okay.
Thanks
bye
a lot,
bye
thank you, Gerald.
Thanks. All right, very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. I told you it was going to be an entertaining show, and it was very interesting and informative, and I was surprised about a few of those things, but it was good.
Well, we'll have to see how he does, whether we're really going to go into economic chaos here in the next Libyan war.
Well, I hope not. I hope we can, like he says, stand up here in South Carolina. Let's stop this before things get worse.
Well, if Libya had any power to really fight back, I might be worried.
Well, I think he's definitely hitting at a broader topic than Libya.
All right, Steve Isom, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll have you on next month. I'm sure you'll bring us another very fascinating guest.
Thank you.
And we'll talk more about the gold standard thing.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
All right.